Bava Basra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet 8:4. This Mishnah wants to describe two differences that exist when a child inherits from their father as opposed to their mother. So the Mishnah says, Echad ben ve'echad abas benachala. There's no difference when a boy or his brothers or a girl and her sisters are inheriting from either one of their parents. Ella, with the following exceptions, where there's a difference between if the person is inheriting from a mother or a father. Shehaben notel pishnaim benichse ha'av, ve'eno notel pishnaim benichse ha'em. If there is a firstborn boy, again, that means that the firstborn of all the children was male, so that boy gets pishnaim, a double portion, only if he's inheriting from his father. So two brothers, if they're the only two brothers, they would inherit from their father, the older brother would get two-thirds, and the younger brother get one-third. But that only isn't true if they're inheriting from their father. If they had a mother who she outlived her husband, because remember, when a woman dies, the first address to inherit her is her husband. But if there is no husband, so then the first address, the natural heirs of a woman, would be her children. So if there are two boys here, those two boys would inherit equally 50-50, even though one of them is a bechor. I'll also just add to remind you, since we're focusing always on the father's family tree, if the father had multiple wives and multiple families, so the bechor is the firstborn male to that one man. So even if there are 10 families, only one of them can have a bechor, the firstborn boy, if there was one, that was born first to that man. The second difference between inheriting from a mother or a father is v'habanos nizonos menichse ha'av ve'enu nizonos menichse ha'em. Literally, this means that the daughters, the girls, are going to be supported by the property of the father, but not from the property of the mother. Now, this is a little bit misleading because this is a din which actually has nothing to do with Yerusha per se. There's a separate din, it's a din d'rabbanan, that one of the conditions of a kesuba is that when a husband marries a wife, he agrees that she'll be supported, not only her, but also her daughters will be supported by the estate ahead of his heirs, while the daughters are still girls, meaning up till 12 years old, and they're not married. So that's a contractual obligation which the rabbis put in place to protect young girls. So there, that means that if there isn't enough money to go around, let's say, so then all the money from the estate would first and foremost go to supporting the daughters, who are yet still young and unmarried, before the heirs, the sons. Okay, more on that will be discussed at the beginning of the ninth parak. But in any case, those are the two differences between inheriting from a father versus inheriting from a mother.